Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get ready for winter driving at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers with super deals on tires, including up to $200 on new Goodyear tires, plus oil changes, brakes, batteries, and more. For value and savings, click on GoToDobbs.com today.
It's time for the Rutherford Report on 101 ESPN.
Anything you folks want to know about the fascinating world of pro hockey, here we go.
Well, let's head out to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line to check in with the man who has so many air miles already under his belt. At least in this week, he's gone from Vegas to Colorado to Chicago and back to St. Louis Thursday night for the Blues. He is Jeremy Rutherford, our Blues insider of The Athletic. JR, how's Chicago, my man? Or do you even know what city you're in right now?
I don't know what city. Yeah, no, we just landed in Chicago. I think I'm at Midway. Sometimes you land and you don't know Midway, O'Hare. I'm at Midway, but watching some good hockey, so it's making all this travel worthwhile.
Absolutely, JR. Let's start with just the storyline surrounding this team. Of course, now in the midst of a 3-game win streak and the mom's trip, and it seemed like that was pretty influential for a lot of those players. And I know you have a piece up on The Athletic talking about that trip.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun yesterday. You know, I went up to Bonnie O'Reilly, Ryan's mom, and I've known her for a couple of years. And I said, Bonnie, I need some help. And she said, what's that? And I said, I don't know a lot of the moms here. Is there any way you could round a few up? Well, 2 minutes later, she brings four more moms over. And we sit down in the lower bowl there at the arena in Colorado, and we laughed our butts off for 30 minutes. It was great. All you had to do was ask a question about what's it like to be here, and they just played off each other, and it was great. The best part is they've never met. A lot of them haven't, but they lived the same life, basically. And so one mom would say something, and the other four would kind of nod in unison, because they've lived it. So really special for these ladies to be on this trip. They had a blast. You saw it on Bally's last night, and it was a fun piece to do for The Athletic.
Yeah, well, and I also saw them all singing Country Roads after the victory, and I'm in the minority because, of course, I don't like Country Roads, and now it seems like that's going to be the rally
fun,
song.
Just hate
well,
fun.
Alex, you know what there? It was funny because we were interviewing Colton Parayko inside the visiting locker room at Ball Arena last night, and all of a sudden you just hear this singing and you're like, what is that? And it wasn't clear because they were outside the room and they were, you know, down a bit, but you come out of the locker room door there, turn the corner, and there's 21 moms just belting it out, Country Roads, and I get some video up on Twitter if people haven't had a chance to see it, so pretty wild.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jared, and then let's get into the game. A phenomenal performance by that team. I know you asked Craig Berube after the victory last night about, you know, this team avoiding that snowball effect, and I think that's been the biggest thing that has stuck out to me in these three games. You go back to the San Jose Sharks one where, you know, you allow that goal in the third period to tie things up, and the Blues find a way to ended in regulation. The Vegas Golden Knights, they take the lead twice and you find a way to come back and win that game. I mean, you're winning in different ways that you just weren't in the 8-game losing streak.
See, that's the biggest thing to me. And, you know, I always tell you, Alex, that it's 10 o'clock at night, the game's over, you get back to the press box and you get a blinking cursor and you have to write an article. And you think to yourself, you know, what are the reasons that this team has been able to pull it back? I mean, we were just 10 days ago talking about dismantling things. And they still could. They're not out of the woods yet, but it's been much better hockey lately. So when you sit down, you try to think of five or so reasons of why they're playing better. And to me, the one that really sticks out the most is just the fragility is something that we talked about a week ago, 10 days ago, is that whenever this team did give up a goal, their dobber got down and they couldn't come back from it. And then all of a sudden there's two or three in the back of the net. And you just laid it out there perfectly. You look at that San Jose game, you look at the Vegas game, and you look at last night, and there were points to crumble, and they got stronger in those situations. So to me, we can talk about getting in on the forecheck. We can talk about boxing out in front of the net. We can talk about the penalty kill, not taking penalties, so on and so forth. All those add to it, But I think the fact that this team isn't buckling when the other team strikes is probably the biggest thing.
You know, the other thing for me too, JR, is you just look at the building blocks. The San Jose Sharks game, you know, you go into that third period in a one-goal lead and you give up that early goal like we mentioned. You were outshot by the Sharks 9-6, but you win that game essentially. The Vegas Golden Knights game, we all can agree that that third period was rough. They were outshot 22-0 at even strength, but held on. But the part that got me, the building blocks that we're talking about, was last night they were outshot 18-13 by Colorado, but you take out their four shots on the power play. I mean, they were only outshot by one goal at even strength with a one goal lead in Colorado.
Yeah, and it's a really good offense. Even though they're missing a couple of their key players, it's a really good offense, and they kept coming last night. You could feel it. But I think what Craig Berube said afterwards really rings true is that they gave them a lot of perimeter stuff. Yeah, they got inside at times, don't get me wrong. But there weren't the freebies. There weren't the wide-open slot shots that the Blues have been, you know, accustomed to giving up, and we've seen it a lot this season. But I think last night they made the Avalanche work for quality shots, and then you had Jordan Binnington backstopping them. That's the one thing, you know, we definitely have to mention his name. He has just been lights out, .933 save percentage in these three games. Talked to Robert Thomas last night at his locker and just said, look, I know he's been good. Even during the eight-game losing streak, Jordan Binnington was pretty good. But what about these last three games? He said different level, different level. He's been lights out. So the Blues could have played a better game. They could have kept their composure in all these situations. And if they didn't have the goaltending, they weren't going to win, but he's been really, really good.
He has, JR. And I mean, we talked about this a little bit earlier. Like, I asked the question, like, is this the best we've seen Jordan Binnington in the regular season since .. And I think you got to go back to that All-Star season where he was 30-13. And of course, we all say that if they don't go into the pandemic there, that team's probably talking about a deep postseason run. I put this out there last night and I got some slack for it, but I do think it's credible when you look at it. You take out those three losses to Montreal, the Kings, and the Islanders. And look, you can't take away stats for a goaltender, but you can justify them by saying he gave up all of these backdoor goals, which nobody is going to be stopping. You take out those three losses, you're talking about a Binnington who is 6-2 with a .935 save percentage, which would be third best in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, absolutely terrific. And I realize there's going to be people listening who say, hey, you can't take out some games, and I get it. But I think that we can all look at that eight-game stretch and then the season as a whole and say that Jordan Binnington hasn't been the problem. Nobody left Enterprise Center or left an away game thinking the Blues lost that game because of Jordan Binnington. So I think he's been terrific. You know, the one thing that I noticed last night, and I'm sure you see it on TV, you guys, is just the ease that he's doing it with. You go back to last year in the regular season when he was struggling, and he was fighting to get across the crease. And then when he did, he'd slide and he'd get up and try to dive back to the other side, just all over the place. You know, a lot of that's technique. You know, then it turns into lack of confidence, so on and so forth. But last night, it's like, okay, the puck's going to go over to this side. Here I am. Here, you want to go back over there? All right. Oh, you're going to shoot the glove. Yeah, nice try. Come, you know, sound like Panger here, but come back again. You know, it's just he's doing it with ease, making it look easier than it really is.
Jared, I wanted to get your thoughts on the power play, because the power play had a big goal last night to start that third period on fresh ice. Jordan Kyrou gives them that 3-1 lead, but the power play just, for some reason, has been off the last seven games. They're just 3 for their last 20. They're still sitting right around middle of the pack at 16th in the National Hockey League in power play percentage. But what have you seen from the power play so far, or of late, I should say?
Yeah, no, it's been bad. Yeah, last night I think I tweeted 2-for-19 before they got that Kyrou goal in the third period, and that was a huge one. And the biggest thing is, you know, they try to get set up, they try to establish something, but then somebody just makes a bad play, a miscue. We saw it with O'Reilly the other day, and all of a sudden the shorthanded chances against are coming. And so I think, first of all, avoiding those is what this power play needs to eliminate. Then you can start talking about getting in the zone and setting up and trying to score. But last night, I think I said that you don't have to worry about setting up in the offensive zone when you make a play like that. Just crisp passing right up the ice. Buchnevich hasn't scored a lot, but that's a terrific pass to Robert Thomas. Thomas feeds it to Kyrou. Kyrou looks like he's going to stretch the goalie, but then he tucks it in there. Just a pretty goal, and it's 14 seconds in. And there again, as we said earlier, it's a situation where you're saying, hey, we're not buckling. We came to win this game. And then they held on after that.
JR, I know, and again, we're talking with Jeremy Rutherford, our Blues insider covering the team for The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter at JP Rutherford. I know that they went 4-for-5 last night on the penalty kill and the massive PK that they had with the 5-on-3 late in the third period, but they did go into that game last night 29th in the NHL. Now they sit at 28th. What's your concern level on the penalty kill?
Yeah, I think you have to be a little bit concerned, but wow, last night, holy smokes.
Unreal.
I mean, I think 18th season covering the Blues, that's one of the most incredible finishes, a 6-on-3 that I think you can see. And not only that, but to know that it's three guys, it's Mikkola, it's O'Reilly, it's Parayko on the ice for that last couple minutes, putting that Avalanche power play that's clicking at 39%, you know, out. So it was just great. So, you know, I think by and large, yeah, you got to be concerned about the penalty kill. It's gone through some stretches this season where it hasn't been good. But the key to the Blues' success, you know, we've seen Alex twice now, once in the 3-0 run at the start of the season and now in this 3-0 run, is just staying out of the box. You know, going into last night, they didn't have the penalties and back-to-back games. And last night, you did have five. Three of them came in the third period, and then the Buchnevich one, kind of an unlucky one. But I think if we were to sit here and say, hey, what do you think about the penalty kill? I think the day after what we saw last night, it was just phenomenal. I mean, you don't win that game if Parayko, O'Reilly, Mikkola, and Bennington don't come to play there.
Yeah, you had a ton of those guys blocking shots. I think Kyrou ended that game with two blocked shots, but you're right, Parayko was diving in front of everything. And T-Bone and I have joked around, like, people aren't talking enough about Colton Parayko laying that massive hit on Nathan MacKinnon with seconds to go in the third period. JR, final one, because I hear the airport giving you an announcement, but we did just talk a little bit ago about the offense and kind of if this offense is getting more chemistry throughout their lineup and if they're getting back to that Craig Berube mentality. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I do. And I wrote a little bit about the lines. I think the lines have some chemistry. I think getting Saad back helps with that top unit. Josh Lebo's helped. I call it the top unit just because it's O'Reilly. But then you saw what Buchnevich and Thomas did last night on that breakaway. And then I think anytime you get Shen in the middle, that's good news. And then I think Kyrou's kind of settled in with Shen on that line. And of course, we know Barbashev is capable. And then let's talk about the fourth line, too. Look, they pulled Torpchenko out of that lineup, and I think he's a good player. He's going to be a good one for a long time, but I think that fourth line is humming right now. And so, you know, something that I think you really credit for these last three wins, too, is getting in on the forecheck and the zone time. And we've seen the Blues change in zone during shifts more times in the past three games than we did throughout the early part of the season. So I definitely think that the way they've played, the way they're establishing themselves down in the offensive zone has been a big key to this.
JR, always appreciate the time and coverage. Great stuff. And people can follow you on JP Rutherford. Go find your hotel, figure out what city you're in, get some rest, and we'll talk to you Thursday at Enterprise Center.
All right. Thanks, boys. Good to talk to you.
At the Home Depot, we have Black Friday savings all through November. And with that comes a joyful holiday bustle that we just love to hear. Although we also love the sound that comes after the holidays, when people put their new tools to use. In fact, we love it so much. When you buy select Milwaukee M18 kits, you'll get an extra tool for free. So after you're done filling the air with holiday magic, you can fill it with the sounds of doing. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.